Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and places that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Turman. They're everywhere, but you might not recognize them. Some of them wear uniforms, some of them wear rain boots. They're indoors and outdoors. They problem solve, inspire, and truly make the earth and Kirkland a better place. I'm talking about volunteers. For the city, volunteers restore natural vegetation and habitat in parks and streams. They respond in tandem with firefighters as volunteer EMTs, and they answer phones, film city events, and support administrative needs throughout the city organization. The more than 60 members of city advisory board and commissions lay the groundwork for policies that support the city council goals that Kirkland remains a community with a small town feel while adjusting gracefully to changes in future generations. In addition to giving heart and soul to the city in 2012, more than 2,400 volunteers gave over 27,000 hours to making Kirkland more sustainable, safe, and engaging. And the city hired a new volunteer services coordinator to harness all of that energy. Patrick Teft joined the city in February and has been busy making connections, placements, and a name for himself. Kirkland TV caught up with Patrick at the April 6th Viva Volunteer Fair, sponsored by the Kirkland Senior Council.
So I've been professionally working in volunteer engagement for about slightly over 23 years now. And I really enjoy working with supporting volunteers. Volunteers are, in general, outstanding people, and they give so much of themselves, and it's just great to work both for and alongside them.
As for what opportunities the city offers, Patrick has this to say.
It's quite a diversity in terms of outdoors. We have parks, habitat restoration, pedestrian safety types of things. We also have recreation, like summer camps right now that we're trying to recruit volunteers to help with the youth summer camps. We also have administrative types of and multimedia support types of volunteer opportunities within City Hall, and quite an array, including volunteer opportunities that are available both on the weekdays, weekends, one-time events, weekly, and so we're able to kind of offer a lot of different options that can accommodate people's availability.
To learn about current volunteer opportunities with the city, visit the city's website or contact Patrick at 425-587-3012 or email volunteer@kirklandwa.gov. The Viva Volunteer Fair drew many people interested in wanting to find out the right volunteer match. More than two dozen nonprofit, educational, and business organizations shared their opportunities to make a difference.
We feel it's very successful. People have come, there's been a steady flow through. We wanted to find a vehicle for getting the organizations with a need and the people who wanted to be involved but hadn't found anything yet together. So that's a real good feeling that they're coming and they're signing up for various opportunities.
Here's what some participants had to say about the fair.
I went to all the booths, and I'm going to be retiring next year, and I'm just kind of looking for some opportunities. And there's some great ideas there, and I picked up several brochures, something that I like to do.
I'm the volunteer coordinator with Evergreen Hospice.
Oh, okay.
And our volunteers see patients all throughout King and Snohomish County, visit patients in their homes.
We work in Kirkland's parks to restore them, getting rid of the invasive species, and help to plant native species so we have nice, healthy forests.
And who was I seeing on the table here?
That was Precious. She's a wonderful ambassador to Homeward Pet. She was adopted through Homeward Pet. She is an 8-year-old teacup poodle. We are a no-kill shelter out in Woodinville, and we find homes for dogs and cats.
The zoo park.
The zoo?
Yep, that was my favorite.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to volunteer there.
Well, Time Bank is kind of like a bartering system, only no money ever exchanges hands. So you do a service for somebody else, and in turn, they can do a service for you.
Also YMCA.
The YMCA, yeah. Kids. I love children.
The fair had flair with Zumba dance and healthy cooking demonstrations and informative presentations on identity theft, fraud prevention, and bee pollination.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. Something for everybody.
Yeah.
In support of National Volunteer Week, each year the city honors its talented and dedicated volunteers at the Volunteer Recognition Event. Hosted by Mayor Joan McBride and Deputy Mayor Doreen Marchone, volunteers are recognized in the categories of leadership and commitment level. Volunteers are nominated by city staff for the Leadership, Above and Beyond the Call of Duty, and Behind the Scenes Award.
Yes, I take my fourth grade class from Christchurch Academy, and we volunteer in the parks in Kirkland, just weeding, raking, gardening, whatever they need.
I volunteer in the parks with my wife, Sarah.
Like to clean up the pathway, so to make it easier to walk through.
Rake the leaves, like plant flowers and plant pumpkin seeds at other places.
I'm at Peter Kirkland Senior Center. I was working in a kitchen.
I plant plants and pull weeds at the park.
We are at Juanita Bay Park for the J Bay Rollers, and we've been working a site restoring it to native habitat for 5 or 6 years now.
Office work. I helped surface water and storm do some trying to find renewable energy sources from the city.
Ham radio operator, and we do ARES, amateur radio emergency services.
I work right here in the community center.
I do lots of things. I'm a part of the CERT, and I try to get the donations for the CERT drill. I also do the pedestrian safety, and I also help on July 4th.
I'm the front desk volunteer who does all the paperwork.
Well, I'm on the desk here at the senior center one day a week, and help out on the coffee bar when I can, and I take elderly ladies here for lunch or take them shopping.
I've been working in human resources.
Yeah, I volunteer at the front desk. At City Hall.
Every single one of us, in whatever role we have, is critical to making this city livable and safe and welcoming. So let's either with our hands or with our extremely groovy plastic hands, give ourselves a big round of hands.
Congratulations to all recipients, and a great big thank you to all those who make Kirkland a better community by volunteering.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming tonight, and be sure and have some food for your cookies, and good night, and thank you again.
With all this talk of volunteering, maybe you are energized to try it. Here's a perfect opportunity. The City of Kirkland has joined Puget Sound Energy's Green Power Challenge and needs the help of residents and businesses, 400 of you to be exact, to voluntarily participate.
My name is Lydia Minahan-Tubich, and I'm out today with Puget Sound Energy trying to get people enrolled in the Green Power program that they have. So PSC is steadily increasing its use of renewable energies, but currently most households are on non-renewable energies for their electricity, such as coal and natural gas and stuff like that. And the average home is emitting about 33 pounds of carbon into the atmosphere each day. And so that's why Puget Sound Energy created the Green Power Program.
When you sign up for Green Power, Puget Sound Energy buys electricity from independent clean energy producers right here in our region. These businesses generate electricity from wind, sun, biogas, and other renewable sources. Green Power adds this electricity to the grid, which offsets some or all of the conventional power you use each month. You decide on the amount. $4 per month will offset one quarter of the electricity it takes to run an average home. $10 to $12 will offset 100% of the average home's use. With the help of homes and businesses signing onto the program, the City of Kirkland will receive $20,000 toward the installation of a photovoltaic system on a city facility. The pot sweetens for Kirkland if it enrolls the highest percentage new participants in 2013 in competition with the cities of Tumwater, Snoqualmie, Bainbridge Island, and Anacortes. If Kirkland wins that challenge, it will be eligible for an additional $20,000. But wait, there's more. Participants who sign up by September 30th will be automatically entered to win a 1 kilowatt solar photovoltaic system for your home valued at $10,000. Are you ready to take charge and take the challenge? Learn more at psc.com/greenpower. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland, and thank you to all who volunteer. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.